This is tyrannical. A former Freemason has escaped jail time, even though he arranged to meet a quote-unquote teenage boy. He brought condoms. Let's put it that way. This former Freemason has escaped jail time. He was arrested. He was taken to jail. He was taken for processing and so on and so forth. But the judge decided that he doesn't need to serve any time. The 75-year-old former Master Mason. He doesn't need to serve any time. All he needs to do is, let me double check the numbers, 40-day rehab and 80 hours of unpaid working in the community. That's his sentence. For going to go have sex with a child. Wright was ordered to pay $1,200. Man, this is a joke. This guy is a former Grand Master of the Grand Council of Royal and Select Masters, and also Grand Master of the Provincial Grand Lodge of Mark Master Masons of Essex. He resigned irrevocably from Freemasonry with effect on December 1st, 2016. So, first of all, this former Master Mason would have been very familiar with the rituals that took place in Masonry. And of course, it always involves children. He went to carry that out and carry on with what he was doing while he was a Master Mason, was caught, and a judge decided he doesn't need to go to jail. That right there is outrageous and disgusting. How in the world? How do they get away with their crimes? It's called an occult that's connected yet disconnected, all in the same breath. We have to figure out a way to where they've got to pay for their crimes. Let's put it that way. They've got to pay for their crimes. And of course, this judge decided not to send him to prison, even though he was fully ready to engage in sexual acts with a boy, a child. That right there has got to violate the law. That's disgusting. Richard Kelly, prosecuting, said that Wright, which is the name of the former Master Mason, sent the boy pictures of his private parts over the internet and arranged to meet him through the dating app Grindr. However, when Wright, who had brought condoms with him, arrived at Berry Station, he was met by police officers and arrested. Wright of Rye Gardens, Little Downham Ellie, admitted attempting to incite a child to engage in sexual activity and was given a 16-month prison sentence suspended for 2 years. So he was given a 16-month prison sentence, but the judge suspended it for 2 years. He didn't suspend it for 16 months like he was given a sentence for. He suspended it for over 2 years, or for over the sentencing. And 40-day rehab and 80 hours of unpaid work in the community. Sentencing him, Judge Martin Levitt said Wright had no previous convictions, and while a prison sentence would deal with reducing the short-term risk he posed, the TVSOTP, would aim to reduce the risk of him reoffending in the future. This 75-year-old man has most likely offended previously, especially since he is a Mason. And he's walking scot-free. That's disgusting. That's all I got. God bless and carry on.